Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Governor Sam Brownback of Kansas is now promoting an investigation of Planned Parenthood for treating the unborn as commodities. We're going to be talking about what he's doing and this atrocity of Planned Parenthood on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, founder of barbwire.com. Matt, Governor Sam Brownback has been a pro-life former senator, and now he is governor of Kansas. Kansas, to get the idea of what Kansas used to be, is a very pro-homosexual state. This is where Tiller the Killer was, you know, the person who created this late-term abortion procedure. This is where former attorney general was targeted because of his pro-life views, Phil Klein, and he's been the target of a lot of hostility from the media and from the bar there, and actually lost his bar license for investigating Planned Parenthood. This has been a very hostile environment for pro-lifers. Now they've got a very strong pro-life governor, Sam Brownback, and Planned Parenthood has a big foothold in the state. And Planned Parenthood has a lot of connections there and also connections in Washington, D.C. But Sam Brownback now, after these videos have surfaced, is coming back. He has recently made a statement about an investigation of Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, in his statement announcing this investigation, he says, in part, Kansas remains committed to a culture that respects the dignity of life at all stages. Recent videos show Planned Parenthood employees treating the unborn as commodities as they discuss the sale of tissue and organs. This does not reflect the culture of life most Kansans want. We now call upon the Kansas Board of Healing Arts to address the issue of sale of tissue and organs from the unborn in its inspections of Kansas medical offices. Human life has dignity at all stages of life. Senate Bill 95 banning disbursement abortion in Kansas prevents the barbaric procedure of dismembering an unborn child. We must remain ourselves and others, remind ourselves and others that unborn children are just that, children with certain inalienable rights that we must respect and protect. And to that I say amen. He is 100% correct.
He is 100% correct, and kudos to Sam Brownback. I know he's going to get a lot of pushback from the Planned Parenthood abortion death industry in that state. You know, Governor Phil Klein stood up against Planned Parenthood when he was trying to investigate whether they were performing abortions on minors who had been sexually assaulted or engaged in sex with someone who also is an adult. And that is a criminal act, and Planned Parenthood would not report that. So he was doing some investigation on that and got really pushed back by the pro-homosexual lobby. Governor Kathleen Sebelius, who was the governor at the time, is now went then from there to the Secretary of Health and Human Services and is behind the Obamacare fiasco appointed by President Barack Obama. She is the person who would bring Dr. Tiller and other Planned Parenthood people to the governor's mansion, and she participated in a Congo line dancing with these abortionists, these butchers. This was the state of affairs before Governor Brownback became the governor, so it's quite a turnaround. But, you know, if these videos won't turn around minds that otherwise are hardened or even those minds that are ambivalent, then nothing will. Matt, these are horrendous videos. There's been several videos now released. Each one is worse than the previous video.
Yeah, and Governor Brownback is not alone here, Matt. The governors of Arizona, Georgia, Indiana, Louisiana, Missouri, and Texas, and the Ohio Attorney General, Mike DeWine, are all calling for some level of investigation or other, for something to be done here, because these are crimes we're talking about. And we have smoking gun evidence. The highest level officials within Planned Parenthood admitting, bragging about, bartering over human body parts. This is the trafficking of human body parts. Humans, incidentally, who are murdered for profit through abortion homicide. And so, the jig is up. The word is out. Planned Parenthood is a Nazi-esque organization with Nazi-esque roots. You know, Margaret Sanger, the Planned Parenthood founder, spoke at KKK rallies. She was a eugenicist. She was quoted and cited in her journal. Nazis, officials wrote in her journal. I mean, this is the history of Planned Parenthood finally coming to fruition, and your sins will find you out. So every governor of all 50 states need to investigate, and there needs to be a federal investigation. The evidence is smoking gun evidence. Planned Parenthood funding needs to be shut down. Planned Parenthood needs to be shut down.
Well, at a minimum, they should not receive any federal funding. Congress needs to defund them. I know the Senate and the House are looking at bills to defund them. The Senate version would defund Planned Parenthood. The House version puts a one-year moratorium on Planned Parenthood, which is ridiculous. There should be no moratorium. It should be no funding, period. They should not receive a dime from the federal coffers. And the states should defund Planned Parenthood, because not only does Planned Parenthood get its hundreds of millions of dollars from the federal government, but also from the states as well. They need to defund Planned Parenthood. There's no reason that states should be sending, or federal government should be sending, any money for genocide. But beyond that, we need to stop abortion. We need to have Governor Brownback and others just simply say, enough is enough. We're not going to kill children in our state. Not only are we not going to fund it, which is a no-brainer. Obviously, why would you want to fund it? It's like funding the Holocaust. Why would you want to fund the Holocaust? We're not going to fund the killing of unborn children. We're not going to fund genocide of any kind within our state. We are going to have a sanctuary state that is one that protects unborn, preborn children. And in fact, you know, you've got these sanctuary, so-called sanctuary cities. You've got people talking about sanctuary states, setting these up for protection of illegal aliens. We should set up a sanctuary location, a sanctuary city, but particularly a sanctuary state that says the children within our state, they're protected. We will not stand by and allow them to be slaughtered in the womb.
Yeah, you know, Arizona, Georgia, Indiana, Louisiana, Kansas, Missouri, Texas, Ohio, I can think of Oklahoma, a number of other red states that recognize the sanctity of human life, that could, you know, come together and say we are going to be sanctuary states for the preborn, where preborn people will not be murdered in our states. And that's what we're talking about. Let's not beat around the bush anymore. No more euphemisms. No more obfuscation. We're talking about the intentional killing of live human beings who otherwise would barring some, you know, outside third, cause, would are just in a different stage of development and would be born and live and thrive and prosper. So, yeah, I think this is a great idea. I hope it takes root.
Yeah, I hope so, too. You know, it's been a long time since abortion should have been stopped. You know, there's organizations out there that have shown the abortion aftermath, and they're gruesome. They just haven't caught the traction that these videos have caught, these undercover videos. But the information's been out there for a while. It's not like this is brand new. It's not like this is something that they just got caught doing. This is an ongoing problem. This is the face of abortion. And this kind of activity is illegal, to traffic in human body parts for these kinds of activities to occur. They need to be prosecuted. We need prosecutors to stand up and prosecute these Planned Parenthood facilities and affiliates and Planned Parenthood itself, because they know what they're doing. They are, each one of these videos, it's very clear that they know what they're doing. They're trying to use different language to skirt around the fact that they're profiting, but they all know that they're profiting, and they want to profit off of these babies' parts. It's absolutely unthinkable. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, or libertycounsel.com. Sign up for our emails at those addresses. Again, the emails are there at libertycounsel.com, one for Liberty Counsel. It's a grassroots action email. And one for Liberty Counsel Action, which is our 501c4 policy organization. These will help keep you involved in issues that affect your family, faith, and freedom. And on this particular issue, with regards to what Congress is doing in Washington, D.C., with respect to Planned Parenthood, you'll get information in detail and get a way to be able to respond. You can also ask for information at our website or email us, liberty@lc.org, about the New Revolution Institute Partners Program. That is available at partner.libertycouncil.com, partner.libertycouncil.com, with online training through our New Revolution Institute. You can go there and get that online training now and also have access to unlimited fax barrages, so you can, on any topic at any time, send faxes to your members of Congress. Go to partner.libertycouncil.com.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.